With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. For more than 55 years, the late artist William Donaghy drew a remarkable cartoon feature which appeared in newspapers, advertisements, and books. It was called The Teeny Weenies, and it depicted an imaginary world of tiny humans 2 to 3 inches tall. The Green Tiger Press of La Jolla, California has published The Teeny Weenies book.
It's a nostalgia book, a collector's book.
That's writer Joseph Kahn, who says the miniature world of William Donaghy was aimed at children.
The hallmark of The Teeny Weenies was its wholesomeness.
The Teeny Weenies feature wasn't a comic strip as such.
Classic Teeny Weeny presentation was either a full page or a half page of the Sunday supplement with a large and elaborate picture and then text either embedded in it or printed off to the side.
The panel would show dozens of the tiny characters intricately involved in some Herculean task.
It was always a large real-world object in every illustration to remind the reader of the scale of the Teeny Weenies.
The Teeny Weenies feature was never blatantly racist, but
there's quite a lot of ethnic stereotyping in the original stories, and we didn't feel that that material was suitable to bring back for today's audience of children.
Kahn says the Ohio-born Donaghy began the feature for the Chicago Tribune.
The characters were pretty much set in 1914. Some dropped out, some were added, but overall it's a remarkably consistent body of work.
Joseph Kahn says at its peak, the Teeny Weenies was syndicated to some 40 newspapers and appeared in 11 books. And it was also featured in magazine ads for grocery products.
So you would have the Teeny Weenies spreading Monarch brand peanut butter on a piece of bread.
When William Donaghy died in 1970, his characters died with him. Nostalgia buffs will like the Teeny Weenies book from Green Tiger Press of La Jolla, California. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.